In this video, I'm gonna rank every single pistol in Fortnite history from worst to best. I have made this video before, but it's extremely outdated right now. It's about a year old, and we've gotten at least 7 new pistols since that video came out, so I felt it was only right to redo this video, as my thoughts are always changing over time, especially with the addition of new weapons. As always, no LTM exclusives or pistols from alternate modes like Blitz, and then no ballistic shield as well. If you do go on to enjoy this video, please be sure to leave it a like, use code TIEFRIES in the Fortnite item shop when you buy your next skin, and yeah, let's get right into this ranking. Alrighty, well, if you can believe it, we've got 28 pistols to go through, so these ones at the bottom half, I'm going to kind of just blow through, honestly, because there's not much to say, and at that number 28 spot, the worst pistol in Fortnite history, it's the Primal Pistol. It's absolutely brutal. It's from Chapter 2, Season 6, which means it has to be generationally bad. This weapon is, and I've got nothing else to say. A 2-round burst pistol is not it. At number 27 is the makeshift revolver. Now, let's be honest, realistically, you could put the makeshift revolver in last place over the primal pistol, but to me, the fact that you can one-shot headshot with the makeshift revolver, even with having zero first shot accuracy, I mean, I think that deserves one spot ahead of the primal. But again, really, it's just pick your poison, right? Which one is worse? And yeah, again, the makeshift revolver isn't much better. At number 26 is the six shooter. I feel like this weapon doesn't get enough hate in like the grand scheme of Fortnite pistols, but it is really, really bad. Obviously, it's got the alternate fire rate, you know, faster from the hip with less damage, and then you aim down sight and you do more damage. It's just uncomfortable to use. There's no situation when I think you should be taking the six shooter over really any other weapon you find on the ground. This is an absolute 100% bottom feeder pistol. At number 25 is the scoped revolver, and yeah, not much to say about it. I've actually talked about it in a couple recent videos, so I'll keep it short and sweet here. A revolver doesn't really need a scope, and this weapon especially just has so much recoil. It's like every single time you take a shot, you've got to work on recentering. It's just not worth it. If you want a long range weapon, just use a regular scoped assault rifle or a sniper rifle. Again, it's another weapon where I just don't feel it has a spot in the game, and yeah, there's gonna be no arguments on that one. Moving on to number 24, it's the Nighthawk, just the thermal exotic version of the scoped revolver, and yeah, obviously having the exact same stats but just chucking on a thermal scope isn't gonna get you much higher. That doesn't move the needle whatsoever. A thermal scope is like the last thing they should have done to make this weapon better, and yeah, I guess it makes it marginally better, but really not much at all, and that's why it's only one spot higher than the regular scoped revolver. And number 23 are Deadpool's dual wield hand cannons from Chapter 2, Season 2. They are really bad pistols. The damage is absolutely putrid, and the counter to that low damage is the fact that you get only 3 health or shield for every time you hit somebody. I mean, seriously, just to get like 50 health back, which remember is essentially the equivalent of 3 bandages, you would have to hit somebody over 15 times. That really should tell you all you need to know. At number 22 is the Marksman six shooter. This is of course the exotic six shooter, and it's just as bad as the six shooter, except the headshot multiplier of 4 times means that, you know, occasionally if you're in a box with somebody, you just spam all 6 bullets at them. If you get lucky and you just hit one, you're gonna do 96 damage. That is an unbelievable amount of damage for a pistol, and that's the only reason why it's so much higher than the regular six shooters, just because you can get lucky with that headshot that just kind of flies in there and gives you that big time damage. But other than that, the damage is putrid. The body shot sucks. At number 21, and this is my kind of controversial take for this list, I think it's going to be the lock-on pistol. This is a weapon that I had much, much higher on my previous list that was made a year ago. And not only is that due to, well, I think all 7 pistols being added being better than the lock-on pistol, but it's also like when you watch a ton of gameplay, you really see the use cases for the lock-on pistol are just so limited, right? If you play zero builds mode, yes, I see why you would understand this weapon. Obviously, I play builds, so I kind of look at things from that perspective, but I understand the value in zero build. And when people are, you know, let's say gliding through the air, the ability to lock on and hit every single shot, I mean, you can absolutely beam somebody out of the air with really no struggle at all. But to me, it just feels like, you know, if you don't have a wide open target on somebody for like 4, 5, 6 seconds in a row for you to obviously lock on and charge up all the bullets, or if they're not gliding, then this weapon is essentially useless. Moving on to number 20, I've actually got the Voltage Burst Pistol. This is, of course, the unstable exotic version of the Hyper Burst, and I honestly think it is just worse than your base Hyper Burst Pistol. I'm sure you are all aware, but the kind of gimmick with this weapon is the first and last bullet of the magazine will emit like a little shockwave effect, but I genuinely feel like that shockwave, like hitting somebody with that, actually hurts you more than it helps you. It just messes up your aim, players go flying all over the place. Yeah, I guess you can try and use use it for mobility against yourself, but it's nowhere near as good of a mobility item as if you were just to take a base boost. Again, like, I think you're just better off with, like, the legendary Hyper Burst pistol over this thing. I think the Shockwave hurts you more than it helps you. And number 19 is the Combat Pistol. This weapon was introduced in the end of Chapter 2. And while it's actually extremely forgettable, it's actually pretty good. It's got a blazing fast reload speed. It's very, very accurate. It has, like, no bloom. And it is fully automatic, so you're going to be able to put in good damage. To me, it just feels like kind of a middle-of-the-road pistol. Like, there are so many other pistols I would rather have than this one, but at the same time, like, yeah, I'm taking this thing over, like, the lock-on pistol or the six-shooter, for example, of course. And number 18 is going to be just your regular semi-auto pistol, and I can't even really call it a semi-auto pistol because, as we know, it has been fully auto for multiple seasons now. Obviously, it's a little bit less accurate than something like the combat, but what it lacks in accuracy, it makes up for in pure damage and that headshot multiplier. That damage is unreal in the headshot. Again, like, I don't think we're at that point in the list yet where these are pistols you're going to be taking into mid or late game with you, but off the rip, right, if you find, like, a blue pistol, yeah, you can definitely shred somebody with this as long as they miss their shotgun shot. It's really not a terrible weapon. And number 17 is going to be the Sidearm Pistol from Chapter 3. Again, what a forgettable pistol, but honestly, it's not too shabby. I mean, a DPS just north of 200 for a pistol is very, very good. That's up there with some of the best of all time. Unfortunately, I just feel like there were so many better other ranged weapon options in Chapter 3 that this pistol just kind of fell by the wayside. But honestly, like, if you were to do a pistol only challenge in Chapter 3, yeah, you would have a good shot. This thing's not terrible. And number 16 is going to be the Ranger Pistol. Now, I had a tough decision on where I was going to put this on this list because obviously, as you guys know, this is not a hit scan weapon. This is a projectile weapon, and that really, really holds it back. And I hate to do that to it because it's just a function of Chapter 5 in general, but the projectile based bullets just kill this weapon, which otherwise would be a top tier pistol. Still though, what I will say is, like, if you're able to get a red dot sight on this thing, get a little extended mag going, this thing can absolutely fry. It is still an underrated pistol, even though it is projectile based. Another hot take I've got on this video for you guys at number 15 is the Flint Knock Pistol. Look, I see the value, saved you from fall damage, you can take high ground, you can knock people off height, right? But I just feel like I would rather have 14 other pistols in Fortnite history than this one. Yeah, you get the big damage, you can get the 160, 170 headshot, but having to take 3 seconds out of your time within a fight to reload this thing just kills it for me. It just takes way too long to do that. I understand why people like this weapon, I really do, and I know I'm gonna get ripped in the comments for this pick, but it just feels a little too gimmicky for me. Like, I would rather have so many other pistols instead of this thing if I'm going into a one-on-one fight. And number 14 is going to be the Suppressed Pistol. And I guess I should say now, I'm not going to mention any of the mythic weapons. They will be included with their, you know, base spots. And the Suppressed Pistol, I think in the grand history of Fortnite weapons, is actually pretty underrated. In the mythic version, you're looking at a DPS of 210. That is one of the highest DPSs for any pistol ever. And you could certainly make an argument that it should be a little bit higher up on this list. For me, it just gets held back by the magazine size only being 12. That is pitiful. And it is not very accurate. Right, if you fully auto this thing, the bloom is kind of brutal, I feel like, and it's really just that magazine size of 12 that kills it for me. But again, like, if you're able to string 2-3 shots back to back and maybe chuck a headshot in there, you are going to melt somebody. And number 13 is going to be the Hyper Burst Pistol from Chapter 6, Season 3. Now, you know what, my taste for burst pistols was ruined by the Primal Pistol, but this thing came out and it's actually been pretty good. Again, I do think it's held back by that magazine size, only 18, right? That means 6 bursts only, and you will find yourself constantly reloading this thing, and I don't think it's a weapon that, you know, you want to try and do the majority of damage in a fight with. But if you have a Sentinel pump, right, you hit somebody for, you know, 120 damage and you pull out the Hyper Burst as a secondary weapon, yeah, this thing is going to really get the job done and can compete with the SMGs this season. Now, I do still feel like the Veiled Precision is a better option, but by no stretch of the imagination is the Hyper Burst pistol like a shabby weapon. It can definitely get the job done. And number 12 is going to be the regular revolver. Again, another pick that I know will upset people. This is a classic OG Fortnite weapon. Like I say with the makeshift revolver, being able to do over 100 damage and really well over 100 damage in some of those higher rarities on a headshot is crucial. And the first shot accuracy is so important. And yeah, if you're going up against a good player with the revolver, it can be one of the best pistols of all time. And I would understand why you would put it inside your top 10. But for me, that fire rate is just too slow. And you are absolutely punished if you miss a shot. And for me, that is why it's outside of the top 10. I'm getting ready for the skill issue comments. I know they're going to be here. At number 11 are the dual pistols. And on my previous video made a year ago, you will know the dual pistols were much higher than this. But that's actually because in a recent season, I think we got better versions of the dualies. And so that's why it's kind of further down on this list than it usually is. With that being said, I've been a dual pistol stan. I think the dualies are criminally underrated. They can be used at really any range besides at like crazy long range where you're not even going to use a pistol anyways. You can easily use these as a substitute for an SMG at close range. At number 10, I've got the Westar 34 blaster pistols. I really hope I pronounced that correctly. I do not watch Star Wars at all, but these were for me a surprise welcome addition to the loot pool in Galactic Battle. So funnily enough, these weapons, the dualies and the Westars, are incredibly similar in their statistics, right? The DPS for the Westars is 141 in the common version and 178 in the legendary version, whereas in the dualies, you're looking at 142 and 174. So yeah, they are so close. I think the Westars, again, I really hope I'm pronouncing that right or I'm gonna get ripped in the comments. With it having infinite ammo and almost double the fire rate as the dualies, I think just get the edge for me. But at my number 9 spot is going to be the Hop Rock dualies, obviously the exotic version of the dual pistols, and I don't think this should be a surprise considering right how close the dualies and the Westars are, that the bonus low gravity effect is going to push the Hop Rock dualies above those two weapons, right? Being able to save yourself from fall damage, being able to combine it with a shockwave grenade to go flying or a launch pad, and with that still getting the damage of legendary dual pistols, which obviously are not a sham of a weapon whatsoever, they're very good. Yeah, you can see why this weapon makes it inside the top 10. And my number 8 spot is going to be the Monarch pistol. Again, another weapon that has that kind of dual fire rate, right? But especially the mythic version, right? Doombot's Monarch pistol hits like an absolute truck with that red dot sight. You're looking at 81 damage to the body. Of course, you know what that's going to be in a headshot. And the increased magazine size with the mythic of 9 is a huge bonus. And the only reason I'm holding it back is, well, one, it was in Chapter 5, Season 4, where it's very, very difficult to use a pistol like this and hit people that are absolutely soaring everywhere with jetpacks. And obviously, it is a projectile weapon. So combine those two together. This was a difficult weapon to use, but you even saw pros using this weapon. Like, this thing was that good. Moving on to number 7, I've got the hand cannon. This will include the current version as well as the Chapter 5 hand cannon, especially its conductor's hand cannon. And I'm not gonna lie, I feel like the community glazes the hand cannon a little too much. Like, I don't think it's a top 5 pistol you've ever seen. Yeah, like, it's still very, very good. I mean, obviously, it's at the number 7 spot, but it's a high risk, high reward weapon, right? You hit a headshot, you're gonna be looking at over 150 damage on a headshot with like 70 to 75 in the body, but obviously, it's got that painfully slow fire rate. Like, I understand why people like the hand cannon. I just feel like the community just gotta stop glazing this weapon. Like, we have seen much better pistols than it. And one of those is the DL-44 blaster pistol from Galactic Battle. And yeah, in my opinion, Galactic Battle didn't do many things right, but they definitely nailed the pistols out of the park. This thing is absolutely unreal. The thing to me is it's just so accurate. It almost instantly resets the first shot accuracy every single time you shoot it. You're looking at 43 damage with, of course, infinite ammo, but an effective magazine size of 12, which is still really, really good for a weapon like this. You know, it's not like a suppressed pistol where, you know, you're only doing like 28 damage a shot. No, you're doing 43 here, and you've still got the same amount of bullets to shoot as you do with something like the suppressed pistol. I would absolutely love to see this weapon come back and see how it fares in a different Fortnite season besides Galactic Battle. I think this thing deserves a second shot. At number 5 is the Lawless Explosive Mammoth pistol. I think some people might expect this to be a little bit higher up on the list, but again, the fact that it's a projectile, it just feels so much worse than the regular Mammoth pistol. Like, yeah, I get it. You have the potential to do more damage than the regular Mammoth pistol, and you can hit people inside of cars. It does a lot of damage to cars. I get it. But I just feel like it has a better base alternative. And so it's like, how much higher can I put it? Yeah, I get it. It is still very, very good. And if you can't find a regular Mammoth pistol, yeah, you're going to take this one. But like I said, you're better off with the regular Mammoth. I don't think that's a hot take. I think a lot of the community kind of agrees on that. At number 4 is what I believe to be the most underrated pistol in Fortnite history. It is the TAC pistol, which of course will include its mythic version from Chapter 4. I mean, you genuinely had pros that were taking this thing over the assault rifle in Chapter 4, Season 1. It is that good. Great fire rate, insane reload speed. It has like no bloom whatsoever, and it just feels like this is a pistol that can contend with the best. And when you've got a pistol that pros are using as an AR but can also be used as an SMG, I mean, yeah, you knew it had to be high up on this list. I think it's just beaten out, though, by the Shadow Tracker at the number 3 spot. So again, the Suppressed Pistol wasn't a sham of a weapon. Like, it is still a good weapon. You've got over a 200 DPS, and then when you include the fact that every time you hit somebody with this weapon, it's going to mark them for yourself and your team, yeah, you see why the Shadow Tracker, in my opinion, is a top 3 pistol you've ever seen. It really does feel like this thing on its own just shreds people. Then you add the recon ability. Yeah, no surprise why it's up here. And number 2 is one of the brand new additions to this list. It is the Kill Switch Revolvers from Chapter 6, Season 3, right? I think, you know, Chapter 6, Season 3 has been out for long enough. We can all say this weapon is not a gimmick. This thing is for real. They are legit solid pistols and one of the best weapons this season, if not arguably the best weapon. The ability to get that instant first shot accuracy whenever you are in the air is good. Now, obviously, you do leave yourself very vulnerable when you are in the air, but still, the clips you're seeing with this thing, the mobility that it adds, like in terms of within a fight, being able to dive to the right, dive to the left, and catch your opponent off guard, it's one of those weapons this season that I think if you see on the ground, you're going to take the majority of the time. Obviously, you know, I don't think it's the best Fortnite pistol in history, evidently, but it's pretty close. And you know what? I hate to be that guy, but at the number 1 spot in this video, it's the Mammoth Pistol. This was a pretty obvious pick for me, and I don't think there will ever be another pistol in Fortnite history that will beat out this weapon. You're gonna have to come out with something unbelievable, something that can one-shot headshot people doing over 200 damage to try and beat out the Mammoth Pistol. Look, I get the downsides for this weapon, and yes, I have knocked some other weapons on this list for having those downsides, like a slow reload speed, being high risk, high reward. I totally get it, but especially once you consider that mythic version that is going to give you 2 shots before you have to reload, the ability to almost hit somebody for 200 damage in the head with a pistol, first shot accuracy with it as well, almost 100 damage to the body. I don't think this weapon really needs any more of an explanation. It is the best pistol in Fortnite history. And yeah, I know I made this video a year ago and that opinion still hasn't changed. All right, guys, I do hope you went on to enjoy this video. Let me know if you want to see me rank every weapon from a different class of weapon. I think next up would probably have to be the snipers. Haven't done that video in a while. If you did go on to enjoy this video, be sure to leave a like and subscribe. We are on the final push to 100,000 subscribers. I can't believe it. The support has been unbelievable lately. With that all being said, of course, I'll catch you guys in the next one. As always, peace.